Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it's been a great relationship, coach and athlete. Now the results even better for National Diving Coach of the Year, Drew Johansson, and now two-time NCAA platform champion, sophomore Taryn Gillian, the D1 National Diver of the Year.
Taryn and I, we're in our second year working together. We went through the COVID year where we had all the quarantines and all the different type of competitions with NC2A. Had some great highs with her winning the NC2A title and the really deep lows of having to withdraw from the Olympic trials because of injury. And this year has been a build upon that. She's been healthy all year. We've gotten to know each other even better. She's now defended a title, which is one of the hardest things to do, and our relationship is growing with each event that we go through, and going to just keep building from here as she's finishing out her sophomore year.
Last week in Atlanta, Drew led the Hoosier women divers to a combined 7 All-America honors, 3 medals, and 84 total points as Indiana's team finished 11th nationally. Our thought for the day, if it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. It's the hard that makes it great. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, Mike Woodson announced Wednesday that Dane Fike would not be retained for next year on the coaching staff, calling it a very difficult decision. Mike believes that the fit must be right. And not totally surprising, Kristen Lander hit the transfer portal. Jason Spear and his star guard, Nick Kleiber out of North, headed Sunday to Marion University, site of this year's Top 60 Showcase, put on annually by Hoosier Basketball Magazine.
Show his determination and to be able to do the things that he's done, not just at the second half of the season, but for his entire career. I'm so grateful for Nick. He's a fantastic basketball player, even better kid. So for him to represent us and to allow me to coach him and spend so much time with him, just very grateful for him. Just a fantastic young man.
Jason will be one of 4 coaches that'll be doing a little on-court coaching to these 60 top athletes on Sunday. Nick scored 20 points in that game against Indianapolis Cathedral at the Semi-State last Saturday, thus closing out his career with 1,097 points, 4th all-time on the Cougars scoring list, 14th in Monroe County history. Our thought for the day here on a Thursday, beware of little expenses. A small leak will sink a great ship. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.